This is KUT. A petition to recall Austin City Council member Ann Kitchen has been submitted to the city clerk's office. So, what's next? KUT's Audra McGlinchey explains.
First, you have to make sure the signatures are real. You might remember this process from the recent Uber and Lyft petition.
The petition itself contained 9,344 pages. The total number of signatures submitted on the petition was 26,320.
This time, the city clerk, Jeanette Goodall, has 20 calendar days to certify the signatures, 10 more days than her office had with the Uber and Lyft petition. And this petition required fewer signatures, about 5,000. So if it turns out the signatures are valid, Kitchen has 5 days to leave her position. Would she?
That's up to my constituents, and so far my constituents have not asked me to resign.
In the case that she stays, the recall would go to a public vote in November. District 5 voters would only be deciding whether or not to recall the council member's election, not choosing a new representative. That would have to wait until next May, according to the city's charter.
Such special election shall be held on the next available state uniform election date following the creation of the vacancy.
What that boils down to is that if Kitchen were recalled, District 5 residents could have to wait roughly 6 months for new representation. But that's assuming the signatures submitted Friday are valid and that District 5 votes in favor of a recall. Councilmember Leslie Poole argues that outcome's unlikely, considering Kitchen was one of only 3 council elections that did not go to a runoff in 2014.
She won with 50 plus, I think it was 57% of the vote. So to think that there would be any slippage in support from her district, in fact, I suspect it's even more strongly shored up because of the challenge.
Of course, all this remains to be seen. We'll find out if the recall will move forward when the clerk finishes checking the petition signatures next month. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.